Tanya Steele is editor-in-chief of Epicurious.com, Condé Nast's online food site. They're the ones who put out Gourmet and Bon Appetit magazines. The website has more than 4 million very active users, and they're all getting ready for the holidays. Tanya Steele joins me from New York to talk about what Americans are cooking for Thanksgiving 2007. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So what are Americans eating this Thanksgiving?
A whole lot of green beans. No, actually, they're eating turkey.
They are.
They are eating turkey. And, you know, it's interesting because this day, out of all the days of the year, is kind of the biggest kind of iron chef for home cooks. You know, everybody feels like they have to produce a sparkling, beautiful Norman Rockwell turkey. And actually, turkey happens to be one of the easiest things anyone can make.
What questions are you getting about cooking turkeys?
We get all types of questions because the millions of users that we have different types of cooking skills. So we get some very basic questions like, you know, should you cook the turkey breast down or breast up? To a little bit more complicated things about timing and prep and, you know, organic versus frozen or heritage turkeys, that kind of thing. So we're kind of running the gamut, which is a great thing because it gives us an idea of what people are really interested in making and what levels of cooking they are at. And because of that, we've actually have different types of guides this Thanksgiving. We have A First-Timer's Guide to Thanksgiving by Rick Rogers, who's probably written perhaps 50 cookbooks. He's a fantastic cookbook author. And he's really taken the novice by the hand and said, here's a basic turkey recipe, here's a basic green bean recipe, that kind of thing. We've gotten wine pairings with those menus. And then he's provided a very detailed timeline and prep and shopping list. So you pretty much, all you need is just this First-Timer's Guide for anyone who's never done it before and is feeling a little bit nervous.
He's the author of Thanksgiving 101, isn't he?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. He is. So who better to write this story?
Absolutely. And am I right? Does he not believe in brining?
You know, he and I have had many an argument about this brining because I am very much the brining queen, I have to say. I really believe in brining because I feel like you can take any kind of turkey, no matter what kind of shape it is when you get it from the store, and turn it into a really beautiful, delicious, moist turkey.
Could you explain brining?
You essentially submerge the turkey 24 to 48 hours, depending on how much time you have. In the saltwater bath, it's usually about 2 cups of kosher salt to 2 gallons of water, although you can use chicken broth instead of water, which is something I actually do, although you have to use unsalted chicken broth if you're going to use broth. So you submerge it, and then when you take it out, you just make sure you rinse it off, and you can roast it. And it's a really great way of adding moisture to the bird.
Does it matter if you're using a frozen or a fresh bird?
It doesn't matter because I feel like it really adds a tremendous amount of moisture no matter which kind of bird you're going to use. But if you're going to use a frozen bird, you do need to get the frozen bird a few days in advance and defrost it and then put it in the brine.
You mentioned organic versus natural and heritage turkeys. Are people getting more interested in all these alternatives?
Very much so. I know that at Whole Foods, the amount of not just organic but heritage turkeys being ordered is just going up dramatically.
Tanya, can you define heritage turkeys?
Yes, heritage turkeys are turkeys that are native to America and they've been around for a long time. And for a long time, actually, those breeds weren't available. And now there's been a big movement to bring back the different types of breeds of turkeys. Those birds often have a more intense flavor to them than, say, the kind you would get at a supermarket.
And some of these heritage turkeys cost hundreds of dollars, don't they?
They do. They're incredibly expensive per pound. So if you're going to try a heritage bird, you might want to just only invite 4 to 6 people because otherwise it's really going to break your Thanksgiving bank.
Speaking of all that white meat, I imagine your users are interested in how to keep the white meat moist because you're cooking this big bird and the dark meat takes longer than the white meat.
It's so true. That's always kind of the perennial problem is how to keep the breast meat, which is usually the most coveted part of the turkey, how do you keep it moist? And really the answer is you can cover the breast with aluminum foil and cook it like that until the last half an hour or 45 minutes so that the breast can get brown and crispy. That's probably the easiest way. Another way is to cook breast side down for the first hour or so and then turn it around for the remaining 2 to 3 hours, depending on how long you're going to cook the bird. That's another way. There's yet another thing that I always do, which is I always put butter, usually with rosemary, butter underneath the skin of the breast, and then I also slather that same butter and perhaps a little bit of olive oil on top of the breast. So that really kind of soaks in and gives the breast a real moisture and delicious buttery flavor.
Sounds great. Now, you said you have two guides this year, one for the beginner cook, and what is the other?
The other one is for the cook who feels much more at home and at ease making Thanksgiving and wants to kind of take it up a notch, to use Emeril's phrasing, to make it a little bit more sophisticated and interesting. And so Melissa Clark gave us something like 12 different recipes to go with the turkey. So it's this amazingly delicious menu. We also have menus from people like Ming Tsai. We've got great vegetarian options for people, which is another thing that people are looking for. They're looking for vegetarian options other than turkey-shaped tofu, which,
right.
You know, honestly, they just taste awful.
So what is a good vegetarian option?
You know, we've got 7 different options just in the story alone, and then hundreds and hundreds on the site. We've actually got 25,000 recipes on the site done by professional cookbook authors and chefs and Gourmet and Bon Appetit. I'm hard-pressed to actually pick one. I'm very much a girl who loves her turkey, so uh-huh. I can't name one of them specifically.
What kind of side dishes are new this year?
One thing that we're really seeing an interest in is global influences have really come into play.
Huh.
So foods from India, Asia, South America, those kinds of globally oriented dishes are getting more and more popular. So I find that really fascinating. In terms of desserts, though, we're seeing the same kind of search terms for pumpkin, apple, you know, pumpkin pie still being absolutely the top dessert for Thanksgiving.
Really?
For sure, yeah.
So we're traditionalists with everything but the side dishes.
Exactly. That's what we're figuring out. And one thing that's very interesting is that we find people are embracing the different ways to use leftovers that we've got on the site. For instance, we've put recipes for a chowder that's kind of, it's got turkey and sage in it. And we've got wraps with turkey and curry chutney mayo, turkey cream pot pie, that kind of thing. So we've shown people that you can, in fact, take the next day's turkey and turn it into some completely different, new, delicious meal, not just put it between two slices of bread.
Well, that's a big help because you buy these 20-pound turkeys and then have, you know, 15 pounds of meat left. Tanya, what is one thing you'd like users of Epicurious.com to come away with?
You know, Thanksgiving is kind of a day of feasting and enjoying family, and people do get really nervous and stressed out about it, especially the people hosting the event. And I would say to them that it's really important to try to have fun and relax and have a sense of humor and patience and remember that people aren't there expecting this, you know, 4-star Thomas Keller-like meal. They're going there to see you and to kind of create memories and have a good time. And one thing that I'm very reminded of this year is that it's important to give thanks. So that's really what the day is about, is giving thanks and just being with your family and friends and being joyful.
That's great. Tanya, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Bonnie.